4:30 in the morning here in the Capitol, so Iran, you're watching another bulletin of Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, Iran says its ballistic missiles are not capable of carrying nuclear warheads and therefore are not within the jurisdiction of the UN Security Council resolution adopted on Monday. The foreign ministry said in a statement that Iran's ballistic missile capabilities are exclusively for defensive purposes. The statement was issued after the adoption of the resolution by the United Nations Security Council, which recognized attacks at the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action agreed between Iran and the P5+1. It also terminates 7 previous UN sanctions resolutions against Tehran, but sanctions on the sales and exports of conventional weapons and Iran's ballistic missile technology will remain in place for 5 and 8 years, respectively.
The vote was unanimous. The 15-member body agreed to pass Resolution 2231 and lift economic sanctions against Iran. The Council approved the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action that was drafted over many months of negotiations. The Iranian representative said the resolution was a step forward, ending sanctions on the Islamic Republic's peaceful nuclear energy program.
The resolution that was adopted and the JCPOA that was endorsed today provided also for the termination of the Security Council resolution that unjustifiably placed sanctions on Iran for its efforts to exercise its rights. They were grounded on nothing but baseless and pure speculation and hearsay. Nobody has ever presented any proof indicating that Iran's program has been anything but peaceful.
United States Envoy Samantha Power spoke positively of the resolution, but at the same time accused Tehran of destabilizing the region and supporting terrorism in her remarks. The Iranian ambassador pointed out that such statements were rooted in hypocrisy.
It is ironic that the distinguished ambassador of the United States accused my government of destabilizing the region and terrorism. The country that invaded 2 countries in our region and created favorable ground for the growth of terrorism and extremism is not well placed to raise such accusations against my country. Feckless and reckless acts of the United States in our region for so many years are at the root of many challenges that we are now facing in our neighborhood. Iran is a stable country in an unstable region.
Speaking to the press from the stakeout, the Israeli representative expressed a cynical view in remarks that included many heated accusations against Iran.
Today, you have awarded a great prize to the most dangerous country in the world. I hate to be the one who spoils the party.
The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action that was approved by the United Nations Security Council contains a controversial snapback mechanism allowing the sanctions to be reinstated. The world now waits to see if the U.S. Congress and the Iranian Parliament will give a final approval to the conclusion of the nuclear talks. Caleb Maupin, Press TV, New York.